If you think the SCO option is attractive or something you want to pursue, just remember that from a farm program standpoint, you need to sign up for the PLC program for the 2021 crop year to be eligible for SCO. For most people, for corn, that's probably going to be the program they're going to choose anyway. For soybeans, we've sort of encouraged people to think about the Arc County program. But to be honest with you, we don't expect either one of those programs to generate a farm program payment in 2021. It's a little bit of a coin toss on soybeans. Even with respect to whether or not you're better off choosing PLC or Arc County. If you think the SCO is something you want to pursue, there's nothing wrong with choosing PLC for soybeans so that you're eligible for SCO. We don't find the SCO product all that enticing, largely because it's tied to the county yield levels as opposed to farm level. And so it's okay. It's a product. It's something to think about. Just don't get fooled into thinking you're replacing, for example, if you've been historically buying 85% coverage, don't get trapped into dropping down to 80% and thinking you can essentially get the same coverage by buying the SCO product that you've been getting in the past. It's not the same animal.